Hi, I'm Corey Reynolds. Welcome back to God News You Can Use. Somebody asked me recently why I call it God News You Can Use. And I said, I don't presume to speak for the Lord God Almighty, as if he's just producing all these news stories. But I'm finding the good news stories and bringing them to you just to remind you that God is on the move. He is ever present, ever near. He is never going to leave you nor forsake you. It says that in the Bible. And it's absolutely true. And we can get so bogged down with the world's headlines, the culture, what's happening on social media. Maybe it's something happening in your life or with your family, and it can be really overwhelming to the point where you're just so downcast, you can't even get over it. But then we're reminded from God's word that he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. And Jesus said, you will have trouble in this world, but I have overcome the world. So he has done that on our behalf. So be encouraged today. That's what it's all about when you've got God News You Can Use right there on your podcast player. That could be in your earbuds, listening online, however you do. And do know that there are good news stories. Today, we're going to make it all about the dogs. You know, I have a 8-year-old border collie who I've bragged about many times before in this podcast. His name is Mackie. And the amazing thing is, all my life, I wanted a border collie. And when my husband and I went to look for a dog, you know, 8 years ago, we went to a local shelter and we put our names on a puppy waiting list. And they said, okay, when your number comes up, we'll give you a call. Puppy shows up, you know, we'll give you a call. And we thought that'd be better than adopting an adult dog for the very reason that at the time I had a very young grandson. So I thought it'd be really good for them to be, you know, kind of puppies together, if you will, and they can sort of bond. And that definitely turned out to be the case because I got the call one day and they say, we have the puppy, come see him. And before I hung up, I said, just out of curiosity, it really doesn't matter, but what kind of dog do you think he is? And they said, border collie. I'm like, what? I was like, oh, Lord God Almighty, you have good timing. That dog was meant for us and we for him. And I love my kids and I love my grandkids, but he's like a new kid in the house. It's great to have him. And he's just a blessing. You're going to be blessed by this first story. This one comes out of Colorado and it's quite harrowing. The dog's name is Farah, Golden Retriever. Beautiful, beautiful dog. But happened to be in the car with grandpa, of the family, driving down the road when he had a seizure and he got in an accident. Farah, of course, got scared and ran off. They could not find her anywhere.
Where 9 meets 50 is where the accident happened. And at the accident site, she was scared and ran away. We had to find her. She's our family.
So she put it out on social media.
It blew up. We had, I think, 1,200 shares in 2 days.
That's Taylor, the owner, speaking there. And her son, in particular, really missed Farah. The father was okay, by the way. He recovered from his accident. But what a lot of people don't know about this dog, Farah, is that it helped Taylor and her son through her husband's cancer. Her husband subsequently died, and that dog was not only a therapy dog, a comfort dog for her husband and her son, it was, as she said, like family. And what happened next? Pretty amazing. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department was called upon to find this dog. After all, Farah had been missing 10 weeks up to this point because people would spot her and then she'd disappear. They'd spot her, then she'd disappear. And lo and behold, it was a drone, a heat-seeking drone, that found her.
They deployed the drone, and within 10 minutes, they had found Farah climbing into a bush.
She hopped through a barbed wire fence and laid in my lap. I just started crying.
My staff that were up there, they were elated.
She's still a sweet dog that we had when she was a puppy.
Aren't they all just like puppies? Just like our kids. They're all like the little kids we remember. Such a great story. I know that you're anxious to hear what God's word has to say about this, and nothing specific, of course, but we know that animals are a gift from God, and dogs in particular, because they're companions, they guide us, they help us, they watch out for us. In fact, I've got a story coming up next about one particular watchdog you're going to love. But this story just hits you right in the heart because we just know that they are truly a gift from God. And we go all the way back to Genesis 1, verse 30. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. Look what God did for us. He knew we were going to not only need nutrition and plants and air to breathe, but birds in the sky and dogs to be our companion. Pretty cool, huh? All right, let's go into story number two. This one comes out of Arizona. Glendale, Arizona is the place. And if you happen to be driving down the street that Jason lives on, you're going to see something on Jason's house that probably shouldn't be there. That's Nala, the husky, the watchdog. She decided a long time ago this is her perch. And by golly, she's going to watch this neighborhood from her perch. A lot of people have stopped to ask, is that dog supposed to be up there?
And a lot of people love her. Honestly, they want to take pictures of her every time they see her.
It took several years, but she's famous now. They even have a security camera, but I think that's better than a security camera.
I believe she's our watchdog. She just sits up there. It's so funny. One person actually came and knocked on her door and thought she was a statue because she just stood there like she did not move at all. Now she's very happy and outgoing.
Kind of funny somebody thought it was a statue. I guess I would have been sort of perplexed too, but they do sort of put a time limit on her time on the roof.
We try to give her a limit, like maybe like 20 minutes, half hour, but during the winter she could stay out there as long as she wants. We don't mind. At the end of the day, you know, she's just enjoying the view up there.
My dog does something similar. No, not really. He wouldn't go up on the roof, but he does stand by the door and look out the window and wait and watch just in case. I like this story of Nala. What a good girl she is, watching out for everything, making sure everything's good. You know, huskies remind me so much of a wolf that you think when you see a picture of a wolf, usually they're on a rock, on a ledge, howling at the moon. They're looking out over the territory. So maybe that's some of it. I don't know. Sounds like it is. Either way, God's word today, Genesis 1, verse 21. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Well, Lord, we have not failed to recognize the goodness of the animals you provided with us. And this dog, whether it's Nala or it's Farah from our story before, we just love them. So story number three is also about, surprise, a dog. It's all about the dogs today. And don't make a joke and say we've gone to the dogs, because honestly, this is a good time to give God all the glory for our beautiful, awesome animals. You know, I have to tell you too, I have a cat and I do not want to leave him out. He's a good cat. His name is Rocket. We call him Rocket because he runs from one side of the house to the other. That cat is 10 years old and he still does it. He's been doing it since he was a kitten. I don't know what makes him run like that, but he just gets in these really quick bursts of energy and runs from one side of the house to the other, and he's done. So, story number three, and her name is Chloe. We're heading into Southern California for this one, just as a big storm headed into Southern California. They had this sort of tropical depression in Mexico that made its way up north, and all of like San Diego County, parts of Southern California, were not only drenched, I mean, it was tragic. They had mudslides, they had all kinds of issues going on. As a matter of fact, I'll let one of the sheriff deputies here tell you how bad it got.
We had a large cell come through, which created multiple mudslides, which we had major damage to the infrastructure of the area and structures as well.
I mean, we're talking mudslides. We're talking about people evacuating. There were even people missing at one point. It was quite tragic. And when, you know, having grown up in Southern California myself, when you get rain there, it really comes down. And then you have to wait several months, sometimes years, for it to start again. But when it comes quickly. The mudslides happen rather quickly because the hills aren't used to it. The animals get scared. They leave. They run. And Chloe the dog, she was missing for nearly 2 days when rescuers got involved and they found her. And it was a happy reunion. But it wasn't easy to find her.
We just came off of a very, you know, soft, sandy dirt road and then turned into mud that was quicksand. And the bus bike was buried about 2 feet deep. And it took all of our strength to get the bike out of the mud and ride across a river and just try to get out.
And where did they find her?
Trapped in an area with a lot of mud and debris. They got her out safe, and as you can see, Chloe even thanked her rescuers personally.
And a very happy ending to a story all about dogs today. That's your story number three on God News You Can Use. You know, if I was in that situation with the mudslides as bad as they get, I would be afraid that I'd never see my dog again. But thank God for these amazing people that get out there and do this every single day, no matter the conditions. It's a great story. It's a rescue story. And all three of these dogs make me so happy. I hope the same can be said for you that the God News You Can Use podcast today. I rarely dedicate an entire podcast to animals, but why not, right? And the verse of the day, we'll wrap it up here with Proverbs 12:10. The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Wow, isn't that amazing? That's such a pronouncement on who we are. And when we care for our animals, when we take good care of, be good shepherds, what God entrusted us with, it really shows our character. So you see, animals do so much for us and we do so much for them. It works both ways. God knew what he was doing. That's your God News You Can Use podcast for today. Every Friday, a brand new one. Hope you enjoyed the stories today. God bless. Have an awesome week. Share the good news because everybody needs good news. Like, follow, and share the God News You Can Use page too on Facebook. Sure would appreciate that. See you next week.